I know Mayor had some questions. So Mayor, when you're ready, why don't you tell me what your questions are? I did make some notes here, but to make sure I understood the questions. Oh gosh, let me turn my video on. Duh.
No. Let's see. So yeah, I wrote them in there because I knew that would help me to remember them.
Okay.
So the chaos flush. Can you tell me more about that? Is it a PDF? Is it an audio?
It's did you not get the email with your manual in it?
I did. And
you did. Okay.
And for some reason my brain keeps thinking there's something I'm missing and I don't know why. So I haven't done
okay. Awesome. All right. Okay. So the chaos flush is an energy attunement. Like you've probably heard of Reiki.
Yes.
And the attunement for Reiki, it's an attunement of energy. And when you read the manual, you'll see that you will call in that energy attunement. I've created a sphere of light with that energy attunement in it. And when I do that, so cool. They're these beautiful, they almost look like bubbles. And you know how they'll be iridescent? And Jesus will stand there and the energy goes in and then he writes your name on the sphere of light.
Wow.
And we ask that your guardian angels protect that sphere of light until you call it in. And that when you call it in, that energy be released in the highest and best good for you. I've also included the goddess air energy of strength and stamina, so that when we're wanting to use the chaos flush, like somebody cuts you off in traffic, we'll just use that as an example. That's never fun. It can be scary. And so you feel that anxiety in your body when that happens. So when you can remember, and it does take remembering, to activate chaos flush. I can't remember what the manual says, if it says to say activate chaos flush or chaos flush activate. It's one of those two, but they both work. I like to take a deep breath and say activate chaos flush. Usually it's just in my head. And on the exhale, I can feel that energy just whooshing down my body. And if I'm really angry, because it does happen, it's amazing how that feels. You can really feel it. If I'm just mildly aggravated, I may not feel the energy moving so much, but then I feel better and the aggravation's gone.
Okay. So yeah, I think it was just, I wasn't ready to understand it, but now I am.
You know, I didn't explain it very well the first time. I just told everybody. I get excited and I forget. Well, if you don't know what it is, how are you going to know? That's how you explain it.
Right,
and since you've been attuned to it, you can attune others if you want. And those directions are in the manual.
I always believe it's starting with yourself. So I'll fix myself first. So the other question was, in listening to one of the recordings, you mentioned cutting cords and you say that you've mentioned a book and, but you don't say the book's name. I think you're doing it on the video or something. So I don't know what book you thought was the best for cutting cords.
I don't remember what the name of it is, but I will put it in the Masterclass Central. And I actually have a class that I did about cutting cords. I have learned so much through doing angel readings for people. I was doing an angel reading for this young man one time, and he was hanging out with people that were not good for him. And they were showing me, it looked like a flat playing card that was life size, like, a joker or a king. And it was these people on these cards, and there were all these cords running between the two of them. And they showed me the Archangel Raphael coming in and disconnecting those cords. And Archangel Michael was right there too. And when they disconnected the cords from his body, it looked like, like when you take a tomato off the vine or a cantaloupe, how it's got that spot. That's what that spot looked like on his body. And then these beautiful little cherub angels just filled it with the stuff that looked like dippity-doo. Do you guys remember dippity-doo? Oh my God, I'm dating myself. But yeah, they would fill it with this beautiful, clear, sparkly substance, and it was love. It was pure love. So in this class, I explain how we're going to do all that, and we walk through doing that. Because even like now, we all have, since I've met you and you've been in the class, we have cords between us. And there may be someone who causes you pain, that there may be a cable or a chain that's between you and them, and you can disconnect that too, so that their thoughts, you know, you'll probably find yourself, you're thinking about somebody and then they call, you know, when we worry about our children, we're connected to them and they feel that worry goes right down to them and they feel that judgment on them. Or you've maybe been thinking of somebody and feeling uncomfortable because they are worrying about you, or they're mad at you for some reason. You can feel it. And that's because of those cords. And of course, we're empaths too. You know, we suck up energy that way as well from people that we don't even know, watching things on the news. You know, if they, oh, those commercials about the poor animals. I can't watch that. You know, I start crying all immediately. It's just way too much. So anyway, that's what the cords are. There could be threads. It could be cords. You can do a body scan and see if there are any still there, because you can still feel them or see them. And it does, you know, just allow it to happen for you. Just allow whatever happens to happen. I will put that, the cutting cords and the book. I wish I could remember. I don't remember what the name of the book is offhand, but I will put that in there as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. My other question was, I wanted to get a print program. You know, in the past, I've owned print shop or print whatever. And I would like to get a new program to just, and I wondered if you have one that you like for some of your graphics and things. I want to make some cards of things that I want to remember. And
so. Oh, I actually use a very outdated program on my computer, but a lot of the people that I know use Canva.
Oh yeah.
And it's online. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I knew there must be something out there that would be more, you know.
And there may be, they may have templates. They may have templates too that you could use.
Yeah. That's that creative part of me that I always think I want to do those cards, but I don't. So I thought it'd be good to do. Step one would be to get a program.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing you could do is in your calendar on your phone, you could post affirmations to, and then in reminders coming up that this is happening. Just a thought.
Yeah. I was thinking I wanted to see the color and the different fonts. Oh, mm-hmm. So you mentioned the font that you use in one of your books, that you, it's a font that you really like.
Oh, I did on the playbook, because it was, it had special, the name of it was, I think Everything's Possible.
I think, yeah, it was something. I remember reading that, and that's what made me think to ask you about the program. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned it somewhere here, new signature. And then just the last thing was that I have a cat who's wonderful, but he's older, and I travel a lot, so I have to leave him I choose to leave him for like 12 days at a time. And I have great people who care for him, but I noticed that I just ruminate and worry about it. And I just wanted to write a treatment using Florence's. And I know I've done it before. I used to write treatments before this class, but I just wondered, you know, with the power of your word, if we could write a treatment for me just to, you know, there's nothing actually to worry about, but I still feel that I worry anyways.
Okay. What if we wrote it like, you know, we're doing a power of two in the free private group of, I asked everybody to tell us what they wanted and we would put the power of two on steroids, basically. What if we wrote it like
power group? I don't know. I've seen you put that F period, R period. I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, when I put the, when I spell free out like that, it's so Facebook won't ding me.
Okay.
But the free group is, and I don't know if you're a part of that. It's, I'll put the link of it in our Facebook group so you can become a part of that. It's got like 2,200 people in it. And sometimes it's very active and sometimes it's not. It all just depends on what moment it is. But they do like to post what they want to manifest this week. And we put that power of two on steroids just by everyone reading it and holding that energy. Okay. But anyway, what we had written was, it was with the power of two, we give thanks. We give thanks for, what's your cat's name? Kevin?
Kevin. He's orange.
Okay. We give thanks for Kevin's perfect health and happiness. And then say something about feeling that in your heart. Give thanks for Kevin's perfect health and happiness. I just went to, and may the bonds between you convey that joy and happiness through gratitude and love.
Right, because you say that, and I know it's true. Like, I don't worry about my daughter because I know that's sending vibrations of worry. So I'm very good about that. And then the other day, reading through my books, I thought, yeah, and I worry about my cat all the time.
Mm.
You know, and I thought, isn't that interesting? I thought about it for my daughter and applied it, but for my cat, I think I, and then he actually did get ill for a few days. So it was interesting. I think it has to do with leaving the house for so long and, you know, just that uncomfortable. So I've been working at letting that go. You know, I still go, but I always have that little uncomfortableness before I go.
Well, you know, you can connect with his higher self. You guys are very close, very close. So just ask him, Kevin, can I talk to you? You know, this is what is so cool about animals. I think they are so much more evolved than we are. To potty train magic, both of them, I, of course, mess up the whole potty training thing to start with. So there's accidents everywhere. And then I sit with them eyeball to eyeball, and I give them pictures in my head of what they're doing that I don't like. And I hold that energy. And then I show them pictures in my head of them pottying outside. And we're so happy. You know, we shift that energy to, oh, this is what I want you to do. I'm so happy. And it always works.
Okay.
So they are seeing what you're thinking about in their own little heads. So when we worry about them, then they are also feeling, what's wrong with me? Why is mom worried about me? And talking with Kevin about, I'm really sorry when I have this energy about you that makes you feel like something's wrong, because it's not, I just miss you. I just miss you. And, you know, when you hold him, even if you're not there, you can, have you been attuned to Reiki?
No.
Even if you're not, doesn't matter. You love him. You can hold him in your heart, in your hands. You know, you can envision him in your hands and send all that love of your heart to his little body. And he will feel that.
Okay.
He will feel that. And it will help him to process any anxiety he may be feeling that you're not there. And you can ask him before you leave. You can tell him, you know, mom's going to be gone for a little bit, but I'm coming back and you're going to be with whoever he's going to be with. And is it okay if I come and talk to you, even though I'm not in the room? And you'll get either a yes or a no. He may not want to, you know, cats aren't like dogs.
Right.
They're independent. But if you get a yes, then wherever you are and he pops in your head, it could be because he's thinking of you. And you can just sit there for a moment and send him all that love of your heart. Envision holding him sitting on your lap, hearing him purr, and just feeling all that love. And say, okay, I got to get to work now. I'll be back in a while, or tomorrow I'll see you, or whatever. But they understand way more than we give them credit for.
All right, good. Yeah, those will be some good new tools for me to try. So yeah. I'd like.
Awesome. And let us know. Let us know. I mean, how you feel and how he is. And, you know, you can communicate with him. I mean, it's just like communicating with any kind of spiritual being. You know, he may tell you what's going on at the house and you're not there. He may say, some salesperson came to the door. Just let yourself experience whatever comes into your head or to your mind's eye. He may show you pictures.
Okay, good. Well, that'll be something brand new for me. So
yeah, that'll be fun.
On a more concrete level, my cat loves to talk to my sons on the telephone.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you just sit there and listen?
When they're on the phone, both of them used to live here. They don't live here now. The cat is very attached to them. And if they're on the phone, the cat will come and purrs and rubs on the phone and really likes it when they talk to them.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cute.
I love that. And do you convey that to them that the cat's doing that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes a big difference to her. And so if your caregivers, you know, would give you a call maybe with the cat and you could talk to the cat.
I think it's my anxiety about it is more just before I leave. And then once I'm gone, I usually relax about it. And he always has this young girl who loves him and plays with him a lot more and is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I think the head of time, the before I leave.
Mm-hmm. And knowing that Kevin enjoys this person, maybe that's where you start shifting your energy to how much fun he's going to be having.
Yes.
How he's going to get that specialized attention. Because, you know, we're with them all day long. We love them, but when somebody else comes to take care of them, they're there to play with them. It's just like having grandkids. You know? You play with them and then they go home.
I have a neighbor who used to show her animals before she left. She would just sit and visualize with them how many sleeps it would be until she came back.
That's so
cute. And the animals would be calmer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice idea. I like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds great. I love that.
Wonderful. Thank you all. Mm. I'll post a picture of Kevin online on the
Facebook. Oh, cool. That'd be great.
Yep.
So, did anyone else have any thoughts or questions? Okay. Cindy, you had said that you were having was it happier days? Is that what you said, setting your intention?
Yes. I was having a lot better days, wanting joy in my day, and I've been having that.
Good.
My client's been giving me more joy, and it's like it turned her around too. So, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Oh, gosh, I love that. You know, I love the playbook. Having a place to write things down and to help remind me, you know, I mean, I get busy just like everybody else. I get sucked into the day, you know, magic's got to go out before I get stuff written down, and I need it too. You know, I still live in a human body just like everybody else. And man, making that decision and that choice, that conscious choice, it does make a difference. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, I do want to remind everybody that we will have a call next week, but the week after, that first week of September, that's when I'm going to be moving. So we won't have a call that week, but I will try to check the Facebook. My phone cannot be trusted to type out unless it's listening to me. If it's overhearing a conversation, if it's eavesdropping, it writes out everything perfectly. If I'm trying to say something myself, it doesn't. So I may not be able to post right away, but as soon as I get internet service on my tablet or my laptop, I will respond if something comes up for anybody. Okay. But next week we will have a call. So, okay. Well, I will put some of these goodies into the Masterclass Central, and I'll get the recording available. Probably won't be today because I'm packing, but as soon as I can tomorrow, it'll be available for everybody.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank Have you. A wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.